Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. The whole crew is here. Stacy Mitchell with 96.5 The Cave. Megan Abbey-Lubert with ACTV. That's 3 weeks in a row, Megan. I got it. Mike Prang, Sports Information Director over at Adrian College. We'll hear from Mike later on in the show. We're going to talk NCAA hockey tonight. Catherine Trubin coming up next. But right now, speaking with yours truly, Ian Wendt, we have a senior forward from Oakville, Ontario, Ryan Petosha, fresh off a semifinal win in the Harris Cup over in the Chicago area. We'll get to that big win in a little bit, but we're going to look at the season overall. You are 18-9-1 this year, 10-7-1 in the conference, earning the four seed. You know, it's something that you're not used to in your career here, but there were ups and downs with the season. You had some big wins and some tough losses. If you could kind of assess the season, how it's been for you.
I think overall we've definitely had our fair share of tough games that didn't go our way, but I think it's kind of brought our group closer together and just kind of showed the product last game, like how we've all come together and like haven't let it get us down, just kind of learned from it. So I think it's good, kind of a little bit of underdog, so it's good.
Yeah, maybe, you know, this is that kind of team that embraces the underdog role. You have, you know, obviously you're a senior, you've been around and you've done some great things for this team, and there are some freshmen that have come into this program or guys that have transferred that are learning what Bulldog hockey is all about. Like, you can't just put on the sweater and expect to win.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, it's a culture. It's we have this thing, it's called like the gold standard. It's like just pretty much being the best in everything, not just like maybe on the ice, like just being the best in everything you do in the weight room, like in your life and all that. So I've learned a lot since coming here, and it takes some people a little bit of time to adjust to that, but I think we're all fully on board and like everyone's bought in. So
wins this year over top teams in the country, including Utica, Aurora, Trine. Now, you have lost to those teams, and you got some losses that people would look at and say, probably shouldn't have lost that game.
Yeah.
You've kind of had, you know, in talking with your coach, Adam Phillips, maybe the most up-and-down year, certainly in your career, but this team is certainly talented, and we saw that this weekend.
Yeah, I think like if you just look at the standings, we've beaten a lot of the top teams. Maybe we've lost to them, too, this year, but we've also beaten Utica, we've beaten Aurora, we've beaten Trine, like, I think that just shows like our potential and what we do have. So it's just, we just got to make sure we bring it every night.
Your schedule, according to the NCAA percentage index, the new pairwise rankings, you've had the toughest schedule in the country, Ryan. And I know that's not an excuse, right, for this program, but sometimes do you sit back and you go, okay, maybe we're not 18-9-1. Maybe that schedule's kind of played into it a little bit.
I think we've always had a similar schedule to that, so it's what we're used to. So I think it just gets us ready for the big games, like right now. So I think we expect nothing less. So
Ryan, being a senior, and I've probably asked you this before on the show or in an interview at some rink in Illinois or Wisconsin, but for this audience, if you could let us know what got you to Adrian College from Ontario. I'm going to assume you went through a juniors program and somehow found Adrian, or Adrian found you.
Honestly, I played with Chase Spencer and Matt Redding in Toronto, junior Canadians. And during the COVID year, it wasn't looking the greatest for me, just like wasn't playing and all that. And I reached out to Chase and just said, like, put in your best word, like, out of any D3 program, Adrian's the one I want to go to. So ended up working out. So,
okay. Is Chase still playing pro somewhere? Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch?
Yeah, he was just playing for Kansas City in the coast. So he's doing well.
Okay.
He's a good player. Yeah.
What about Redzi? Did he?
Redzi hung him up, but he had a good season last year. At the end, he won a championship in the SPHL.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a teammate recruit, and are there people that have followed you from that program or from that area?
I don't know about that. I know like people that are with the same advisor as me have ended up coming here. So I think he sends a lot of his players here just because, obviously, my first year winning a national championship, and yeah, like other people just kind of see that and they want to do the same thing. So.
Yeah, you know, in your 3+ years at Adrian College, you know, you have scored some big goals, and we won't play through all those. People can look it up and read about it and reminisce. But the biggest goal, arguably, this season on the line, scored by a fifth-year senior, Connor May, off a pass from a standout sophomore, Ian Amsbaugh. That kind of tells the story of this team, right?
Yeah.
Guy that, look, Connor will say what he's going to say. His numbers aren't awesome, but there he is, tapping in the game winner.
Yeah.
Were you on the ice, on the bench? What was that like against MSOE a couple weeks ago?
I was on the bench for that play, but I think it just shows, like, anyone in our lineup has the ability to step up. So it's just a matter of who's going to do it. But, no, just super happy for him. I think that was awesome for him. And you could tell this weekend his game had an extra bit of jump to it just because, like, that's a huge confidence builder and awesome for him to do that.
Absolutely. So. Talk with Ryan Patosha, NCAA men's hockey at Adrian College. With that moment, the overtime winner after the mini game, I mean, that was a wild Saturday at Adrian. Like, you had to be dog tired at the end of that thing. You played a full game, then a full other period, and then 2 minutes. Just a battle of wills at that point. I mean, you guys are probably sucking air, you and the Raiders.
Yeah, definitely, like, adrenaline, and, like, all you're thinking about is wanting to win, so you're not really thinking about how tired you are and all that. But I think, those are the games that, like, you just kind of always remember, and it's fun to be a part of. Like, you don't think about being tired. You just, who's going to be the person that scores, pretty much, is all you're thinking about.
And you don't want to have your season end.
Yeah.
Right? You want to end those other guys' season, too. Like,
exactly.
You can't end like this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This season, new coaching staff, but not really, right? Coach Phillips has been around the program. Coach Matt Thompson, Tomer, of course, is a Bulldog and done great things in a sweater and on the bench. With Coach Krug gone, obviously some differences between the two, but there's still that Bulldog philosophy. And how's it been playing for Coach Philly and Tomer?
It's been great. Obviously, they both have learned from Kruger, so it's pretty much like as much as similar as you could get, obviously. Philly was there recruiting me, like, when I was playing juniors and everything, and just kind of is, like, the perfect fit, and I have nothing but respect for those two guys. They're great coaches, and you can tell they want the team to do well, and they want everyone to do well personally, too. Like, they really care about their players, so it's good.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, Philly's talked about, and I've talked with Krug about over the years. It's, you know, yes, we're trying to mold these guys into great hockey players, but we're trying to, you know, mold them into great men too. You know, husbands, fathers, in their careers and in life. Being a senior on this team, are you understanding that? Like, has that part of it clicked, or has it always been like that for you?
I think it's definitely as you get older. Like, now being a senior, like, you realize that there's going to be more to your life other than just hockey. So, being a good person to anyone and everyone, and like just carrying yourself the right way, I think, is really important, and they definitely show that with the way they act and the way they treat us and treat other people. So, yeah.
Talking NCAA men's ice hockey here at the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. A lot of signage up here. The 3-for-all meal, it's $12.99. If you're part of their rewards points, it's now double points. So you get that, double up your points. They have personal pitchers. Let's see, wraps. Salads, also burgers, sliders, all good stuff. Weekday specials. Today it's the boneless, bone in. Tomorrow, sirloin steak Wednesday, Thursday chicken chunks. Stuff that Ryan eats in the off season. Not during the season. This lineup has been all over the place at times this season. What's it been like for you? Has your line been sort of consistent, or have you guys been trying to move guys around in the lineup to see, this is where we fit?
I think we've been moving around the lines a decent amount. I started the year kind of playing with Ian Amsbaugh a bit, so that was going well for a bit, and then we changed some stuff up, and now I'm playing with Jake Swade and Frank Tefelski, so it's going well. I think we all bring a little bit of something different to the line, but it all kind of works together, and we're all positive. So
how do you handle faceoffs? Because you typically play center, and so does Swade, right?
Yeah, so I just switched like 3-4 weeks ago to wing.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've been enjoying it. I used to play wing in junior, so I think it's always good to be able to play every position. I think that's something my dad's always made sure is important. So I'm for sure always good for that.
Yeah. Okay, so other than taking faceoffs, what's like a general difference between a winger and a centerman? What are your assignments like, for both positions?
As a center, obviously, like a little bit more defensive, like full 200-foot play. You got to help all the way down below your goal line and all the way down at their goal line. As a winger, it's obviously you're more along the walls of the ice.
Okay.
And you get hit a little bit more, and you're more trying to connect plays and find the centerman. So I think it's good. I'm enjoying it. It's nice to kind of like a little refresher. It's good for the brain.
And then if you like get in the flow and you're rotating the puck, you're kind of positionless right at that point. So
exactly.
Just go out and make a play.
Once we're in the offensive zone, I'm any position. So it's all good.
Talking with Ryan Petosha with the NCAA men's hockey team. Okay, I said we'd talk about it. Saturday, you make a trip. First time ever, the semifinals. Bulldogs playing on the road. You go to top seed Aurora. They're number 2 in the country. Top seed in the league, having arguably their best season in their program's history. And you go shut them out, 2-0. It was a Julian Jacob goal, a guy that doesn't score a lot of goals. I think that was his first of the season.
I think it was.
Yeah, and then you do something that you do often, and it's score goals, but you had the empty netter to kind of seal it. That mindset of we're going to go into someone else's barn and really take it to him. I mean, that's a dogfight. That a 1-0 hockey game for about half of that game, and it was tied for the first part.
Yeah.
Like, how was that like for you, Ryan, playing in a game like that?
We were ready. We started off the game like right away. We didn't wait and feel it out. We knew we had to like bring it to them right away, and we did that. And everyone was bought in. It just kind of felt like it was just flowing out there, like everyone did what they had to do. And we knew they were a good team, but we also knew that in the last 2 years we've ended their season twice now. So like you carry that in your back of your mind, and you know that, and you have that over them. So I think you don't lose that confidence.
When you netted that goal to end it in a radio-friendly way, what's going through your mind? Like,
just awesome. Like, even if we didn't get that empty net goal, like we were shutting it down. They weren't scoring, so just felt great to celebrate with all the guys in the dressing room after. Like, it was awesome. We want to do it again this Saturday.
Yeah, more opportunities to do that. Keep this thing going.
Yeah.
I want to talk defenseman, then talk goalie. I'm gonna go with the freshman defenseman. Dude logs, I don't know, 20 plus. Maybe 30 minutes a night, depending. This David Clark kid from Tecumseh, real good hockey player, just comes in and plays quite a bit. What's your assessment of him and the youth on this team? There's freshmen all over the place making plays for you guys this year.
There is. Yeah, he's not the only freshman out there playing, but he's legit. He makes plays. He's calm. He's confident. And just getting better every game, which I think is awesome as a freshman. That's all you want to do. So
and then we go from freshman to grad senior, Dershawn Stewart, Another shutout for Dursey, and I know it's a lot of stuff in front of him has to go right, you know, and you guys block shots for him and stay in position, but it's nice to have a guy like that as the last line of defense, like, oh, dang it, I missed my assignment. You know, Dershowne's got your back, and Aurora's a high-powered offense.
Yeah.
What'd you like out of your goalie this weekend and for the most part all season?
Definitely brings a lot of confidence to our team as a whole, like just knowing that he's back there, like you said, and just seeing the way he carries himself just rubs off on everyone else. Like he's at the rink probably before anyone else and leaves the rink after anyone else, and just a really good role model for a lot of people. So, yeah, we enjoy him.
All right, Ryan, we have Bulldogs and Green Knights, that school from Wisconsin, to win the Harris Cup and clinch a postseason berth. If you look at the standings right now or the ratings, we're not in necessarily. We need some things to happen.
Yeah.
But the easiest way to do it, or simplest way, I should say, just win your conference tournament. And St. Norbert pushed you guys around a little bit. I don't know if there's any other way to put it. At the Arrington earlier this season, but hey, you're coming in flying high. What's going to be the key to hoisting another Harris Cup?
I think just same thing as last game, just starting right away. First puck drop, like don't feel it out. Don't think too much about it being the Harris Cup final. It's any other game, and we got to bring our best. So I think we're going to do that. So
all right. Good stuff, Ryan. Good to catch up.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the win. Let's keep the season going.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Once again, that was Ryan Patosha, senior forward from Oakville, Ontario. The Bulldogs are taking on the St. Norbert College Green Knights, part of my doubleheader of hockey action on Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Cave. It's a doubleheader because at 3 p.m., NCAA women's hockey will be in the rink next door taking on the Green Knights. We're going to talk with the graduate student defenseman from Hamilton, New Jersey, Catherine Trubin, coming up next on the AC All Access Show. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. Ian Wendt with 96.5 The Cave. Megan Abby Lubert with ACTV. You can check out their social media post of these clips from student athletes talking about their time at Adrian College. And what a time it is to be at Frickers on a Monday night. I pulled in and the parking lot was just about full. Saw a lot of kids eating. They get to eat free all day, every day. Place to bring your family or hang out with the guys, gals. It's a good time. There's something for everyone at Frickers. Just looking at the slider. It's so good. Okay. I believe you. I'm starving. I can't wait till after the show. All right. With Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios, I'm Ian Wendt. We just finished up a conversation with the NCAA men's hockey senior forward, Ryan Patosha. Now we go to the NCAA women's side. We have a grad student on defense from Hamilton, New Jersey, the pride of Hamilton, New Jersey, as Goose says. Catherine Trubin joins me on the show. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Good to see you, too.
Well, we'll get to the postseason stuff in just a little bit. But the regular season had some nice wins, had some dramatic contests as well. I feel like you've played more overtime games this season than maybe you have in your whole career. So if you could kind of walk me through the season, what it's been like for you. Obviously, netting your 100th point earlier in the season was pretty special too.
Yeah, I mean, every single year is a different, outcome, expectations and all that, but you know, I think this year we have a very skilled group, a lot of depth. Since my 5 years of being here, I think it's the best team that we've had. A lot of wins, but, you know, some closer ones, which we don't like. But, I think it happens in each season. You have a new challenge and you overcome them in different ways. But, I think we've learned from them and used them to our advantage. We've experienced in that way. Just taking the wins as they come and, you know, doing the work to get to there and, heading into postseason, just trying to win every day and take it as it comes.
You were one of a handful of students that came back for a graduate season, and you came back to play for and win a national championship. This team you know, almost made it there last season, and you know, you and your defense partner Maya Roy, and you know, the line of Udanish, Anderson, Molschlager came back to hoist the trophy, something that this program's looking to do. And as you mentioned, like, you look up and down the lineup, uber talented, a lot of experience. One change or two changes, obviously Una leaving, graduating, trying to change things up there, a lot of production from her, and a new coach. So, you know, you got to change a couple of things in the offseason. How have you approached it, kind of from your standpoint, Catherine?
Yeah, a lot of key pieces left, right? But, you know, I think, like, our offense has a lot of depth. You can put any line out there. Each of them have a role. I feel like they just do it very well, whether it's scoring goals, making plays, you know, moving the puck well, playing well defensively. I feel like every line has an identity, and, like, defense as well. I think we have good depth there. Goaltending, and he's just playing lights out. So, you know, there's a lot of trust up and down the lineup. And when everyone's doing, like, their jobs or roles, like, our team is just unbeatable. And, you know, we try to strive for that every single day. But, yeah, like, the six of us, fifth years coming back, I think that, you know, our – you know, we had unfinished business from the last couple of years. We want to come back and win something for, you know, bigger than ourselves. You know, I think we're a big piece of that. And, you know, we're playing every single game like it's our last. So, you know, we're just trying to give it our all. And hopefully it's enough. But, you know, we have a lot of other people on the team that are fresh and, you know, new and, you know, transfers, freshmen, and that are really bringing it. And, you know, I think it's a very good mix of a group.
What fifth year did I miss?
Annika.
She is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot of experience. She's had, I know you and Maya are very capable defensively and offensively. How many shots has Ani blocked this season?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
It's ridiculous.
What, like, probably five times as many as I have, like, easily. But yeah, so she's doing a lot of great things defensively and offensively. Yeah, blocking shots is a really big key there. Annie could tell you that's a big thing for her as well, mm-hmm. help her out too. So
so we have these names that people are used to me saying on these airwaves for many years now. But maybe obviously another story are the new players that are on this team, whether they are freshmen or they are transfers, and a freshman, Emma Simon, and a transfer, Riley Johnson. They've really taken this team to a different level at times. I mean, you call her Showtime, Riley, and I don't know what nickname Emma's going to get or what she's got, but she's netted some big goals for you guys this season. What's it like to welcome someone into this culture, right? Riley transferring in, Emma obviously recruited to play here, but, you know, welcoming in new players like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, they came in and, you know, they have a lot of skill. But, yeah, well, they just came in, want to learn, want to be a part of the group, and, you know, they're doing their job offensively and contributing. I think it's just a, you know, really fun thing to be a part of, seeing success individually, from individuals, sorry. Yeah, and coming in, being new, like Emma, you know, she's really taken strides this year, and hopefully the rest of her college career can just go up from there. And Riley, you know, being a junior, she, you know, has still some time left, but, you know, I think she's also going to, you know, take the up trajectory as well. You know, they're just like a 1-2 punch, you know. Emma's so fast, I don't even have a nickname for her because she skates so fast I can't even say her name. You know, Riley, Showtime, she's, you know, in the big moments, has big goals, you know, so count on her as well. But yeah, I think they've done really well coming into the team.
Talk with Catherine Trublin with the NCAA Women's Hockey Team on the AC All Access Show today. Normally 15-1-2 in the conference is good enough to get your one seed. Not this year. You know, things happen in St. Norbert. You know, you win an overtime game but lose in the shootout. NCHA says you both get the equal amount of points, and you know, we let one get past earlier in the season, but that is in the past. And you have taken care of business. You defeated Trine in the quarterfinals before shutting out Concordia University of Wisconsin, 7-0 in the semifinals. Did a switch flip for you guys? Like, obviously it's playoffs and it's win or go home time, but you know, after that Norbert weekend, how'd you guys handle that and move forward?
Yeah, a lot of things that, you know, we had to look back on and kind of correct and, you know, change a bit after that weekend. But, yeah, like, we just had to, you know, come together and be honest with ourselves and, you know, really have to start hockey games at the start of the game. We can't wait 10 minutes in because that could be too late. Can't be down 1-0. Yeah, I just think coming together and starting on time is kind of our most important thing. But, yeah, like, playoffs, you know, it's a different breed. It's a different season. So, you know, there's more fire in us to get the job done. Obviously, 7-0, you know, we're more than happy with that. But I think it gives us, most importantly, momentum coming into the next weekend versus Norbert. It's a one-and-done game, so, you know, it's our only shot. And like you said, 15-1-2 might not be good enough to, you know, get a buy-in, a bid in. So, you know, it's do or die. I just think that that's, you know, the only thing that's pushing us the hardest is do or die. And that's it. Loss is, you know, probably going to end our season. So we're not trying to even get close to that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting part. And I was talking with someone, ironically, with Trine, that told me flat out, Norbert and Adrian are both good enough to go, and it doesn't look like that'll be the case. So it's like win and get in, lose, you're probably going home. And you know all about that. You've been in these situations before. You've played in 28 games this season, 5 goals, 27 assists. That's second on the team. Very good number. You know, if you weren't skating with Maya, who broke the single season record and with 35 assists this season, what is it with you two? You guys have been deep partners all 5 years?
I would say,
you know?
We weren't usually together, which was, you know, kind of, you know, we were used to it, us being more offensive, so kind of made more sense. But, you know, this year, Coach decided to put us together, and first we were kind of like, I don't know how this will go. And then, you know, we just found a stride, and, you know, I just think we kind of think similarly, and we're in places that we know each other will be, and plays are a lot easier to make, you know, trust with each other as well. So I think it's just, you know, just pushes each other to be better as well. Yeah, so I just think just kind of lets us go free and, you know, take it from there.
Talking Adrian College NCAA Women's Hockey with Catherine Trubin here on the AC All Access Show. Maybe this is something you'll look back on in a few years, and maybe you're not thinking about it now, but you were named All-Conference this season by the NCHA. Fourth time in your career, only 3 players in program history have done that. Maya Roy and someone named Kelly O'Sullivan, who did some great things here at Adrian College. At this point, do you look at that and kind of appreciate it, or you'll appreciate it, you know, once you're gone from the school?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to have, but yeah, I think maybe a couple years from now I'll be more appreciative of it, because right now I'm not really, my mind's kind of on the next game and, you know, not really thinking about all those kind of things, just thinking about, you know, making it to the next game, making it to the tournament, and then so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think a couple years from now I'll think about it and be more appreciative, but, yeah, right now I'm just kind of hockey dialed in and, you know, just want to make it through the next weekend.
Let's dial it back 5-ish years. Trying to figure out what to do hockey-wise, school-wise. What got you to Adrian College from New Jersey? You know, Canada to Adrian College I've seen, but I don't know if there's any other player I've met from New Jersey.
Yeah, just kind of what I wanted to study just kind of narrowed my chances down of what schools I could go to. And, you know, that kind of changed now over the years, but ended up with a marketing degree, so
okay.
But yeah, so just kind of like the small school aspect. I love, like, the rink is amazing on campus, small school, like, just could walk everywhere, so I just like that aspect of it. Yeah, everyone knows everyone here, love that, kind of like my own high school, so just the familiarity of that aspect, I enjoyed and wanted to take that chance, and, you know, I'm happy I landed here and, you know, where I'm at right now. So, yeah.
Learning about sort of the women's hockey path to get to college. I've learned that there's not really a juniors circuit, or maybe there is a little bit, but mainly it's from high school on to college. Was that the case with you?
Yeah, so usually we just play travel. I feel like travel is probably, you know, better for recruiting and stuff. But
is that during your high school year?
Yeah. All right. So that's pretty much, there's really no juniors for women's, sadly. But, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, one day there could be, so hopefully. But, yeah.
So it's high school hockey.
Yeah, high school travel and, you know, that's tournaments or, you know, showcases and stuff like that. But, yeah.
You have opportunities. Is Hamilton close to New York and, you know, that kind of area where you can get a lot of games
about,
in close?
About like an hour and a half from New York, so.
So like a mile away?
Oh, yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, all the traffic.
Yeah.
Talking with Catherine Trubin, NCAA Women's Hockey, right here on the AC All Access Show. The team, the theme is, okay, we're bringing a lot back. We're going for a national championship, and you have a new coaching staff this year who's not unfamiliar with the program. Chad Davis and Hannah McGowan is his assistant coach. Obviously, they're different people than Coach Skelly, but what's it been like, you know, working with Chad and, you know, you the team and coach kind of give and take, right? Like, hey, here's what we've been doing. He's got it. Here's what we want to do. And then you kind of mix it together and figure it out. Is that what happened?
Yeah, like he came in and kind of was like, I don't really want to change too much and respect, you know, what you guys had coming in, which was nice. And, you know, I appreciate him mixing, you know, like what his ideas and what our ideas were and kind of making that into one and make it together, which was great. He's been great coming in. Like, obviously, he's been here before, so he knows people, and I just think he's done a really great job of, you know, bringing the group together, especially during playoffs. You know, he's not stopping now, and, you know, I think he's pushing our group harder than ever right now. I just think he's done a really great job along with Hannah, and I hope we can make a bigger push.
Yeah, I think this coaching staff and this team are similar in that way. Like, he was very close to the ultimate with his team, and I think you were last year, and I think that's gelling together. And look, a 7-0 result this past weekend against a team that beat you and then was up 2-0, but you beat in overtime, kind of says, okay, we have another gear here. What clicked on Saturday? Other than I did notice he switched up his lines almost every time. Like, I have a lineup sheet that says they're going to skate with this person. They were never the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he didn't really do it defensively.
Yeah.
It was more of the forwards.
Yeah.
So what happened between that result and this one?
I don't know. I think he just kind of wanted, you know, some fire under some people, and maybe that helped, I think, in our favor, obviously. I think, you know, like I said, like, our team has so much depth. Like, you could really just put any line combinations together, and, you know, more than often they would work. I feel like a lot of upperclassmen on the team, so a lot of experience playing together anyway, so... you put a junior and a senior together, they're, you know, not going to take too many shifts to where they're going to figure each other out. So I think our team is cohesive in that way. And, you know, I think we just, at the end of the day, just played hockey, didn't think too much. And, you know, just at the end of the day, we're shooting pucks on net, get them in. And I think that, you know, helped in our benefit.
All right, one more, Catherine, then I'll let you go, I promise. You mentioned her. And it's unfortunate that she can't get All-American consideration because she didn't get on the All-Conference team. Annie Gilbert has been putting up just some awesome numbers behind you. I know there's a lot of communication between goalies and defense. And look, she went through some adversity last year, and here she is embracing it. Could you talk about your goalie for a minute?
Yeah, she's amazing. You know, whenever she's in net, you know, I don't have a doubt. You know, she just is always calm for how her personality is, does not match her on the ice.
Oh, okay.
You know, when she's in net, she's just focused and dialed in. You know, I just think she just has so much confidence, which, you know, just radiates on everyone else. You know, when she's in that, we're just, you know, I can relax a little more and just focus on playing hockey. And I just know she has my back, and, you know, we have hers as well. You know, I don't want anyone touching my goaltender, you know, after the whistle. So, you know, I'd fight, you know, her anytime, or fight for her anytime, sorry. But, yeah, I think that's just along the lineup, too. Anyone's going to do that for her. You know, she fights, calls her way. You know, I think she could have, you know, started a long time ago. Last year, I think she could have had a starting position, but, you know, that's just how things go. And, you know, she's proven that this year and made some big strides, and she's really solid.
Bulldogs playing for the Slots Cup Championship March 8th. That's this Saturday at St. Norbert. First game of my doubleheader on 96.5 The Cave, 3 p.m. Eastern time, as I'll be broadcasting that one. Bulldogs taking on the Green Knights. 3 p.m., pregame about 2:45 right here on The Cave. I've been talking with grad senior defenseman from Hamilton, New Jersey, Catherine Trubin. Catherine, good to catch up, and I guess I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, with that, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to talk with Mike Prang. He's the sports information director over at Adrian College, talking about winter postseason and spring break trips underway. Take me with you. All right, we'll be back with more here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can take a walk on the beautiful Adrian College campus before you cheer on the men's lacrosse team Friday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Otterbein University.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. Real good crowd here on a Monday night, 7 to 8 on Mondays, your AC All Access Show. For past editions of this program, go to 965thecave.com. Go to replays and click on the AC All Access Show. It is updated from last week. So go ahead and listen to those. The 45-minute show last week. Still with technical problems. And we welcome in to this portion of the show this week, Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, talking winter postseason and spring break trips beginning. You've been all over the country, seems like the last week or so. Life of an SID, huh?
Yeah, last Saturday I woke up early in the morning, drove down to Wabash College, just west of Indianapolis, four-hour trip there, and then covered wrestling regionals for 4 hours and then jumped back in the car, drove 3 hours to Aurora University for hockey.
So you're probably glad they delayed the game at Aurora.
Yeah.
Give you some extra downtime.
Yeah, you know, I missed the opportunity to walk into the bar and grab a beer that's attached to the rink, but we waited till after.
I was going to say, you probably found one after. You're obviously busy enough on campus, and you have a couple guys helping you out, and it's, I don't want to say rare, but you only get to go or plan to go with a certain number of teams a certain number of times. Like, you have enough to worry about on campus, but if you got a weekend that's available like this, you'll go.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot with postseason, too. I mean, wrestling regionals is a big thing. And unfortunately, we couldn't get to both days because we had the GL6 conference tournament for ACHA men's D1 at home on day one of the wrestling regionals. So we were there. But, yeah, day two. Was able to travel because we had five guys advance, four were still in the winner's bracket, and then obviously trying to keep our season alive for men's hockey, and we luckily did that. So
yeah,
and we'll be in St. Norbert this weekend.
So you're the good luck charm is what you're trying to say.
I guess not
a bad luck charm. when you get into postseason play, that's really when you put the college and these teams on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, it's great to win your conference and then get that national recognition. Like, you know, the men's wrestling did not win the league this year, but to get those two guys to do what they did at that level, win a region, and go to nationals, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, top three at each weight class advanced to nationals, and Aiden Smith at 157 pounds and Blake Williams at 184 both won the region. Like I said, top three of each weight class get to go, and we place first, and we got two national qualifiers.
Now, for the women's side wrestling, we had one young lady who was on the show recently.
Yeah.
Was it Gagens?
Mia Gagens.
Yeah. She did real well, too, in that tournament she was talking about.
Yeah, she did. We actually hosted the regional. I can't remember at the top of my head what she placed. But she did qualify for nationals, and that's this weekend. So only one national qualifier on the women's side, but she's headed out to Iowa to compete in the national tournament this weekend.
That's a freshman, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wrestling doing what they do. Hockey, obviously, February, March. It's all about Bulldog hockey. We got the ACHA men's D1 team. We had the game on our sister station, WLEN, and they heard one dominant performance and one heck of a hockey game. for the Great Lakes 6 inaugural championship game Friday night. Bulldogs won that one in overtime 4-3. You were there to stat that game, so you got to see it. And you know, I would not be surprised if Calvin and Adrian saw each other again at Nationals, which they could do here in a week and a half.
It's lined up. Adrian has a first-round bye. The top eight seeds get a first-round bye. Adrian got the sixth seed for the national tournament. And the winner of number 22, John Carroll, versus number 11, Calvin University, feeds into us. So okay. Calvin wins their first game. It's going to be a rematch.
Kind of, I'll tie your job into ACHA, into, you know, we're going to get some club baseball, different thing, club volleyball. A lot of schools, correct me if I'm wrong, don't do any stats or anything for club.
Correct.
And Adrian College does.
Here and there, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, within the parameters that we have, the staff for it and the equipment and the systems put in
sure.
place for it. But, yeah, we definitely, for our non-NCAA sports, we definitely show a lot more love to them than most schools. And I think that's a huge selling point on someone coming to play at Adrian College. Like maybe, you know, you didn't have the most amount of playing time your senior year of high school for whatever sport is, but you still have a love for the game and you still want to continue to play. There's a spot here. May not be playing on the NCAA team, but on our non-NCAA teams, like you can still play. You're still a student athlete at Adrian. You're still going to get the same promotion and have very similar college experience to our NCAA athletes.
Right, and if you don't, you know, you'll do like a weekend recap. Let's say I'll use club volleyball for this one. They play six games in a weekend. They might see something on the website Monday or Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but it's something.
Yeah.
And you go to, like, Michigan State or Michigan, that's not even on their website.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they got to pay their own way. And I know Adrian helps mm-hmm. you know, some athletes in the ACHA. Like, you don't have to bus yourself to the game. You know, like, we have a bus for you, things like that. So let's move things along here with postseason play. Women's D1 hockey, they are the number three seed into Nationals. They won their conference tournament recently, and we got two defending champs on the D1 side for ACHA hockey, and you're good friends with those coaches. I mean, that team's buzzing.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they brought back so much talent from last year. They have a lot of upperclassmen, and a lot of experience comes with it. I mean, both their captains were one was the captain last year, the other one had an A on her jersey, and now they're full C's, and one's a forward, one's a D, so it works out perfectly that, you know, you have a captain on both sides of the ice, and there's tons of experience with that team.
Talking with Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. We'll get to more sports in a second, but I bet there are people out there listening that have no idea what your job is outside of we'll do live stats at the game and we'll post a recap. I mean, you're inputting pictures into the website. You're getting names. You're getting pronunciations. You do a lot for me and our other, you know, the other broadcasters that do games at Adrian College. There's a reason you have two people helping you out.
Yeah.
Like it's extensive behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, not many people see me on game days because I'm hidden in a press box somewhere or up in a crow's nest or something like that. But, yeah, it is a lot. We do a lot of stuff in the office every day. I'm not just working games. I got to prepare for them and, you know, keep up to date on, you know, just the college history, like our record books, our all-time honors and stuff like that. And, yeah. All writing all the previews, posting ticket info, yeah. Stuff
programs.
Like that.
Yeah. You guys take care of programs too.
Yep, we
handle too.
Programs and everything.
My goodness. Well, seasons that are done, basketball. You have the men's team with Nick Seifert earning second team All MIAA. Morgan Babb earning second team All MIAA. I could argue Morgan Babb should have been first team. I don't know how that voting goes. It does depend on your positioning during the season, like. We were the sixth seed, so we don't get as many, like it's weighted differently.
Not really, I don't think so. I mean, coaches kind of just bring to the table who they believe is all MIAA honor available in their
sure.
eyes. And obviously Morgan Babb is, you know, no doubt one of our picks and stuff like that. And the coaches vote for it, and I know Coach Sam Miller really pushed for first team, and I honestly think Morgan Bad got shafted from that. Like, she was a heck of a player. She had double-doubles all season long.
In conference play, too.
Yeah, she said.
Sam was telling me she was either one or two in scoring in conference games.
Yeah, she set her career high in scoring with, like, 26 points, and then she broke it with 27, broke it again with 28, and then had 30. And it was,
yeah.
Like, she kept breaking her own records, so... Yeah, heck of a year for Morgan Babb. But second team, we'll take it. I mean, my eyes and everyone at Adrian, it definitely should have been a first team.
Yeah, is that what happens when you have, in the league, two teams that are nationally ranked?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think it came down to that probably?
It eventually does, yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's more than just one player that's leading you to a top 25 ranking. You know, there's three, there's four, there's sometimes a starting five, and even your first person off the bench is doing it too. So
yeah.
It's definitely tough, and we play in a tough league on both the men's and the women's side. And, yeah, but for her to get second team honors is still a heck of an achievement.
And if you needed to motivate somebody, that might do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For coming back for a senior season. You know, if all these winter sports weren't happening, Mike, I feel like you would be with baseball or softball, heading down to warm weather. But right now, baseball's down in Texas, softball in Florida, tennis actually in Florida, golf not quite as south. They're in North Carolina, women's lacrosse on the road, men's lacrosse as well, getting down south. And, you know, you've written previews about these teams, right? People can read them. On AdrianBulldogs.com. But you have baseball. I don't know if they've moved down in the rankings at all, but they're right there in the D3Baseball.com, coming off a very good season, great postseason run, just missed the College World Series, getting to that Super Regional. Softball's knocking on the door for the league. They're gunning after trying. You know, then you have tennis and golf. That tennis is building. And golf is trying to, you know, execute.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, baseball, the D3Baseball.com is a little late to get their next ranking out, so I haven't seen it yet. But, yeah, we were ranked 20th to start the year in that, 19th in the American Baseball Coaches Association.
That's in the country.
Yes.
And there are how many hundreds of baseball teams in the country in D3?
375 plus, yeah. 400 maybe.
Yeah.
So
quite a few.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they kind of... an okay start. We're 500 right now for baseball. We're actually first pitch is being thrown against East Texas Baptist here in a couple minutes.
Oh,
but
cool.
Game two of a doubleheader today. We beat Centenary 5-2 this afternoon. So puts us at 3-3. And yesterday when we played East Texas Baptist, we just struggled at the plate. And so hopefully they can turn that around tonight.
Softball, have they been able to get a game in or two?
Yeah, softball's 3-1. Yesterday was kind of their season opener. They split down in Florida. They won their first game, lost their second 3-2. And then today they won 5-3 against Lebanon Valley and 8-4 against Johnson and Wales. So 3-1 on the season, 2 days in.
Nice. Let's put a bow on these. You got women's lacrosse. They're hitting the road. A couple of non-conference games, but they put together – a pretty good start, and the men's team saw a record go down early on this season.
Yeah, and actually just another one tonight. The game just ended, but Michael Jonas has broken the career goals record at Adrian College on the final Adrian goal of today's game. So,
but what was the other record he broke?
Sam Spangler broke the saves record. Michael Jonas has goals and, I believe, points. Goals was yesterday. I think points was today.
Okay, because I read something.
Yeah.
It's either goals or points.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
expectations there.
Yeah. We're riding high here at Adrian for our spring sports.
That's right. You just continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
You and the gang over there at the sports information department. Always good to talk to you. And maybe I'll get you on the mic for the St. Norbert weekend.
Yeah, I'll
unless you're actually working.
I'll be there.
All right.
Do a little bit of both.
Yeah. Here and there. Work and mess around on the radio.
Yep.
Well, that's going to do it for our ACL Access show today. Thanks to Ryan Patosha with the NCAA men's hockey team. Also, Catherine Trubin with the NCAA women's hockey team. And you've just heard from Mike Prang with the Sports Information Department. For Josh Mitchell back in our 96.5 The Cave studios. For Megan Abby Lubert with ACTV and Stacey Mitchell with The Cave, I'm Ian Wendt saying good night from Frickers. This has been the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243AD, Adrian 96.5, The Cave.